Previously on HP Oddcast.
I swear to God, this is what happened. I came into class and I had all my markers getting ready to put my lesson on the
that
board.
Sense.
And I was no joke teaching about polynomials. So I was like, I'm gonna help
polynomials.
You. Polynomials.
I love that shit.
For seventh graders, it's ninth grade math. So I'm ready, I'm like, here you go, polynomials. All of a sudden she goes, alright, what are the different sexual positions? And one kid was like, anal? It's not a position, but you can count as a position. And it's like, missionary's another one, doggy style. And I'm looking back, I'm like, am I still going to teach about polynomials? I had no clue. It's like, this just happened last week. It's not like my first year of teaching.
Yeah, you should have asked me what other positions there are or something. You didn't know.
I didn't know, but I got turned, I was like, anal. Because you know when you're teaching kids, but you're really teaching the adult in the back, like passive aggressive behavior? Well, some people like anal. And I'm like, you know? Because it's not the seventh grader. She's like, well, children, who likes anal in here?
Oh, no.
It's like, Mr. McGee. Yeah. Hey, the stiff white guy.
Well, some people.
Well, some people like anal. Some people still using missionary style.
Some
there
people.
A stiff white guy from the suburbs.
Some
meanwhile, my fucking eyes wide shut party at night.
And now, the final part of my interview with Kevin McGee.
Okay. Have you ever seen a video of the white family in Africa on a safari? And a guy gets out of the car so he can get better pictures of the family lion. The mother lion attacks him. And he walks in front of his family.
Really?
I think it's hilarious.
Look
at this.
Nothing against you guys, but white people think they can do any fucking
thing.
And they got out the goddamn, you know, and you can just see him. You can just see that's the problem. But you can't fuck with a group of lions.
No.
And he was from London. And I can just imagine, I'm from London. I'm going to look at all these lions. Look over here! Quick, get the camera!
At least you don't sound Indian.
They filmed them. Well, once you go to London,
you go Indian.
Sound Indian.
Okay.
It's like,
get the camera.
Hello. Why do they pronounce basically and particularly every syllable in the word?
With who?
Indians. You know some of those facts?
Because they're IT people.
Huh?
Wait, they're IT people.
Oh,
basically.
We're not going to get racist here.
Particularly.
They do say that, yes.
Yeah, basically. No, basically, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hello, my friend.
They're actually trying to take over the world.
They are taking over the world.
They already did. Already
they got some sexy women.
They own all
they
the
do.
World.
They do.
They
and they're getting sexier.
Women.
It's weird.
Yeah.
They're
like,
what
happened?
Oh, no. Is it the American air?
They took out the Chinese women all the The Chinese women used to be great.
Yeah, the Chinese women are just too slutty looking.
Chinese, they're
like boots on past their shoulders.
Right.
They're like Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
We have a long time.
They have a different spectrum of color.
You can
send
many times.
Darker Indians.
You can send all your complaints to Eddie McGuire.
They still have.
Yellow. Hello.
Send all your complaints to Eddie McGuire at AOL.com.
Worstthrustingpenis.com.
That was a great video. We should watch it right now. You have the internet?
No, they don't have it here.
They do have bushy eyebrows, though. Cool. The
horses? Are they?
Like unibrows?
Yes.
Oh,
they have to shave.
Oh, they have eyebrows on
their
bushes.
See that new basketball player, Davis, has a unibrow.
Who's that?
He's coming out of college. He'll be number one draft pick.
Oh,
he's gonna rock it. And it's gonna be like the new thing.
Oh, the kid
watch.
From Kentucky.
Yeah, he's no joke.
He's Indian.
He is. He's good.
No, he's
what's his name again?
Black.
I have a unibrow.
Black.
What are you, African-American, black? I mean, which is it?
I like black.
Black,
yeah,
me
like
too.
Black.
I'm
so
white
good
because,
black.
Because Charlotte
is
there.
African-American is like going out
I like
of
the Latino
rights.
Basketball player.
You're right. So if she's an African-American, she could get the same rights as I do. But I'm a black American. And you gotta put your lips inside of your mouth. It may be hard for you guys. But like you're about your lips inside.
Yeah,
black.
I'm a white
black.
American.
Yeah.
Black.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm a white American.
Are you? I don't know.
Come on.
But you're hip hop, so
in my neighborhood,
you're
like,
hey, I see you see white as right. I'm more right. Well, I'm more black than a lot of blacks.
Exactly.
And I'm as white as
with red hair.
Yeah, you are.
Sure.
He knows what I'm saying. It's a street thing.
Yeah, it's a street thing. So he's like one
you
of these guys.
You wouldn't
know.
You're from Conjures.
Yeah. Like I would walk up next to the world third.
I'm a white flavor.
You know, we'll get some weed and shit. We'll get some chocolate tie.
Right,
Eddie. You know,
yeah,
chocolate tie over here. He was like, yo, word? You know what I'm saying?
And it smells like chocolate.
Let me go get some spray paint, son.
But you know, you're ultimately super white when the homeless guy pushes aside the Latino or the black man and goes directly to the white guy to start begging.
Thank you. Oh,
you got to go. Kevin has a lot of friends on Second Avenue. In St. Mark's. He knows the St. Mark's kids.
Bank of America. Who knows those kids?
Somebody once said, I love that watch. And it was a, we were at Eastwood. We're going down the street on 3rd Avenue. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this beggar comes up to us and he starts talking about, he pushes me aside. Like saying, nah, Latinos, they don't got money. Yeah. I know that watch.
I know that watch.
You got that watch. Let me see that watch, brother. And he's like, dude, we're having a conversation. No. And then he stopped off the watch and he says, yeah, you have some change. Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm thinking in my pocket. He doesn't even pay attention to me. He's like off like a fly to the sun.
I just heard a little bit of, how come Latinos do that?
Do what?
Once in a while, a little bit of a Latino accent pops out.
Because, I don't know. I'll pull out my passport.
Is it, where are you from, HB? No, are you born here? Or?
No.
I'm hiding the cocaine in the bag.
You need a morgue?
I know the metric system.
No, as a matter of fact, speaking of cocaine, I'm from Colombia.
Oh, shit. We're going to be a party after this podcast.
Seriously? He's going under the deck. Hottest women on the universe.
Beautiful.
Colombian.
Yes.
Most beautiful. Goodness. Their noses.
Proven
are
by
just
the Secret Service.
Their noses. Yes. Right?
And they are so nice. They are so nice.
Just pay them.
But we can never go to Colombia.
I can't.
You could more than. I was in Brazil, and I was just like, it sucks being as white as I am in Brazil.
Why?
No, because I stick out.
You're a target.
I look like an American. They were calling me the English
Gringo.
Prince.
Prince Albert. Prince William.
Prince, not the brother.
The younger brother? Not even the prince himself?
Not even the prince, dude.
Oh, the fucking
the dude that drinks. Albert, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Harry. Yeah. Harry?
Prince Harry.
They called you Prince Harry.
Yeah, they were like, you
that
prince
makes
Harry.
Sense.
They were ready to kidnap your ass in Brazil.
Yes. Yeah. It's called flashnapping.
Flashnapping.
Yeah, what happens is it's a phenomenon. It's actually, if you look it up online. That's such a great word.
Oh my,
phenomenon.
For kidnapping. It's a kidnapping phenomenon. Yeah.
Not an extra.
All type of crackers are getting snatched up in Brazil.
Is it a UFO? No, it's a kidnapping. Is it extraterrestrial? No, it's a kidnapping.
You see Cocoon? Well, here. No, wait. Please explain flashnapping, please.
Freshman phenom. Whoa, is he good at basketball? No, he's kidnapped.
He's kidnapped.
Ooh. No, it's called flash knock. It's a 24-hour kidnap.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they just roll up on you, they just grab you, they take
for
you.
For one day?
For one day, and they draw everything out of your bank account. Here's the catch.
That's not bad.
If you act crazy. More or less, like, you get freaked out, they kill you. Because down in a lot of South American countries, you're Colombian, you can verify this, if you're under 18, you don't do any time, dude.
Isn't Colombia Central America?
So wait a minute, you're getting flash nabbed
South
by
America.
Teenagers?
Is it? It is South, it's tip. It's on the north end of South America.
Well, and I sick out.
You're a teacher.
Yeah. But I was cool, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got the street thing going on.
Uh-huh.
So, like, all the Brazilians who are beautiful people, the people I was with, they're like, you know, to explain it to me, like, you need to be real careful. And I'm like, dude, I grew up in the South Bronx. Like, I got eyes and back of me.
This ain't the South Bronx.
It's not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have, like, I'm not like a typical white person, like, down there going, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Son, it's beautiful.
Like, I know what's going on all around me always. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling up on them. You know, I got my hand in their pocket.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But obviously, you were never flash-napped because you're here.
No, I wasn't even kidding.
Well, no, but
I only had two dudes stare me down for the whole month. But that was it.
Oh, you said for a month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was chilling.
But you, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you knocking out?
Sure.
Oh, fuck this. You're a teacher, man.
You never fought. You were the least one to fight in your family, as I hear it.
He's a big dude, Kevin.
Well, the thing is about me.
Yeah, you grew up. You ready?
He used to be fat, you know.
Fat.
Yes. Yes, he had that fat strength. You know?
He had a thing where he was eating rocks.
Had that chubby kid.
Tom and Sean.
I eat rocks every morning.
Tom and Sean were the with ones syrup. That fought the most in your family.
They were
least.
In trouble a lot. They were Tom in trouble and a lot. Yeah, they fought a lot.
But these are the Irish's names ever.
No, I was a funny guy.
Tom, Sean, Kevin McGee.
Yeah, Tom, yeah. Sean, and Pat and McGee.
We're
Tom
taking over the world. We're taking over the world.
Yeah. Ooh, up the road. Up the road.
Hey, Mama, let me get some of them matzo balls.
Put some salsa on that, Mom, too. Let's mix all the cultures together.
Some ketchup.
Take the shillelagh and stamp it all together. Boom.
Mom, you have no more potatoes. What are you going to do?
But you were the least one not to get into trouble. You were the very quiet one, and
yeah,
basically everybody's. But they're all proud of you. I'll tell you that.
They are. Yeah. Well, who wouldn't be?
You know what else?
Yeah.
Do you know what else you can do with toilet paper?
The king of the night.
King. King of the segway. Well, Kevin, your mom's so bad. What you can do with toilet paper?
No, because you were talking about toilet paper and a toilet seat story you were telling us about smoking weed and all that.
Yeah.
You can actually put toilet paper inside a socket.
What? I was gonna say yeah.
What?
I did that.
And pencil lead and create a flame.
Why would I want to do
that?
That's my kids would have hit his pocket.
That's how they smoke when they're locked up in prison.
Oh, really?
Okay, Kevin, what though? Eddie?
Like cigarettes and weed.
Oh, that's how they light it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because I've got to go to court tomorrow.
so that's how you do it.
I'm going to need to know this.
You need to smoke. That's how you do
it. All right, so at this point, we can wrap it up because we've had quite a bit of a chat here.
We're
have fun.
Out of the hour, 3.5 minutes were on me.
It's not always about you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what my family says. Why is it always about you?
Did you know that he was doing CIA on you?
What else? Yeah, no, I did, but what else did it on me? What else? Your mom, dad, Sean, Tom?
Basically, your mother gave a lot of prayers and guidance with us on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I love her. She's a great woman. Thank you very much for not deciding on a choice with Kevin because a third edition or just Tom and Sean? Where's Kevin?
Tom and Sean.
Tom and Sean. No. Yeah, Tom. Right?
That sucks.
I wish you called Tom. He would do a whole different story.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No.
You gotta call Tom.
That's a younger brother.
Tommy's my older brother.
Tom is the old brother.
I'm
Sean
youngest.
Is the middle.
You're the youngest of all of them.
And according to your mother, you were the mistake.
I was a mistake.
Really?
I was.
No.
You got something to prove.
Thank you.
Yes.
You hated Ireland.
I didn't. The food was terrible.
But you
Eddie can tell you, the worst food on earth
is
Ireland.
Ireland.
You lived in Ireland.
You guys
are jet set.
Yeah. We live in an Irish neighborhood. How bad is the food, Eddie, in Woodlawn?
It's, you smell vinegar.
It's disgusting. Vinegar, everything is.
That's all they cook is
and
vinegar.
When you go to an Irish neighborhood restaurant, they throw the food at you. They don't come back. It's like a Greek diner. They come, hello, how are you? Hey, good to see you. It's French fries. You want some ketchup? They serve you.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't serve you in Irish restaurants. They just give you and they leave.
Really?
And then they come back and throw a bill at you.
Wow.
It's terrible. Off. Worst
talk
food.
About
Eddie, how bad is the food in Irish neighborhood?
It's bad. It's not called ketchup. It's called catsup.
Yeah, it's catsup.
Well, according to your mother, you hated Ireland, but one night you forgot to come home.
I love Ireland.
You forgot to come home one night. She was worried about you. And in the morning you showed up with how many women?
I did.
How many women did you show up there? First she's like, I think Kevin forgot to come home. And then you showed up in the morning. Were you with him?
I didn't know Ireland.
So what happened that night? Everybody
in Ireland?
Yeah.
He was in Ireland?
Yeah.
We're from the same area, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We could be cousins.
We probably are.
Well, Bob, there was a lot of that going on.
A lot of the self-bleeding going on in Ireland.
That's going to be the next show.
Yeah.
Hence the dyslexia.
Yeah. I was dyslexic.
Oh!
Yeah. Dyslexic with an Indian accent.
Hello, mommy. Hello, mom, aunt.
Hello.
It's my grandmother, my auntie.
So what happened that night? What happened that night that you showed up with women?
Holla, holla, holla.
You were young. You were young.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time. We all showed up and, what happened?
So where'd you go?
Was he drunk?
I don't know. Did I go drink Guinness? I don't know. Tell me.
No, you're the one that was there. I don't remember. All your mother knows, you didn't. You forgot to go home. I said, first, how can you forget to go home?
Oh, wait, I was staying with my mother. Lady that my mother grew up with, her daughter. So we went out to they call it disco. Remember they call it disco?
Disco, sure,
yeah. They call it disco.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor
was disco? I watched a band that night. It was called The Bagatelle. You know The Bagatelle, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and they had this song like, When I Left England. That was their song.
Oh, yeah?
But it never made it over
song
here.
Song probably sucked.
Yeah. So them in a television show, and they were like, yeah, we're going to make it in the U.S. Sorry. And I was like, the Bagatelle's not.
And then you show up with girls. You go back home, and you show up with girls.
Yeah.
And you introduce them to your mother, and your mother's like so proud of you at that moment.
Yeah.
That you're alive, and you come back.
And I'm not gay.
And you know?
That's what it was. Backflip. He's not gay. Jesus.
But your mother, your mother and father love.
They knew I wouldn't be today riding on a parade on a float with a fucking giant penis with orange juice spewing out of it.
The horn. Talk about. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
One other float called Balls or Us.
Well, that's where I was leading up to that. You didn't like Ireland, and that you came back, and you're like, thank God I'm here, and you started
I love America. America's the greatest. Everyone complains about America.
Greatest.
You know what it is? Because everyone's like, in France, we have 20 days off, and I think what happens in America, because we have such a disparity, you're forced to survive. You get so many different types of personalities because you're forced. But when you're given a month off,
right.
You don't have to form any type of personality.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm giving a month off. Let me just not.
I would like that.
You would.
This is the only
what makes you a black man.
This is complaining about what?
Is
not
America.
Hmm?
Even though it's hard here. It's harder.
No, it's very hard here,
but
I don't want to live anyplace else.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
Visit
right
other
now.
Places, but
yeah.
I don't even want to visit.
Not even visit.
But look at Ireland. They got all this money.
I know how to read.
Ireland, you know that Ireland is doing even worse than they were in the beginning. Because, like, they don't know what to do with money. Irish people are traditionally poor people.
They drink.
Well, right.
You know who, the new Irish, believe it or not,
the new Irish?
They're from India.
Right.
And that I want to see, an Indian guy with an Irish accent. Have you?
It was an Indian guy. I was in Wales. It was no joke. It was an Indian guy working in an Italian restaurant in Wales.
East Indian.
And he was like, who wants the pizza, Coca-Cola? And I was like, where are you from? Pizza, Coca-Cola. I was like, we in Wales right now? Pizza and Coca-Cola.
But there is that, like here, the closest we can get here is the...
Is there anything there about my penis?
No! Oh yeah, Mrs. McGee, did you ever...
No, let me tell you a story. I had a severe curvature in my penis. Can I tell you this? When I grew into man, it curved down and it got erect. Yeah, I couldn't have sex for a long time, whatever. But anyway, so I went to this doctor.
Hence the virgin. You see,
I had sex later, but what happens is I had severe curvature in my penis. Like pointed down. Like, I basically could piss in my asshole. That's it.
Dyslexic.
I was dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
Right.
Yes.
My
dick
penis.
Dyslexic.
My
that
penis.
Explains it.
My penis mirrored my brain. My brain was like, I can't read. My dick was like, yeah, I'm fucking retreating.
So your
dyslexia. No. So anyway. No, I swear to God. So I go, I went to my parents. I had it since I was 15. When you grew, you know, your penis formed.
Sure,
remember, it got big?
Yes.
And
I haven't been there yet. But
as a black man? I doubt it, horse. Anyway. Why don't you go break a spleen, will you?
Come here, Mr. Hands. Go kill somebody.
Eddie, will you position right here in the fucking air? Please, I need to go home with a fucking...
You're going
to
learn something.
A splenic orgasm. But no, I had this severe...
Give me this whiskey.
I had this severe curvature in my penis, and I had to get it off. So I went to my dad, and I'm like, Dad, get this off.
He fixed it?
No, he did. He's like, Kathleen, give me that monkey wrench. It'll build character. I'm going to bruise
me. Easy, Kevin.
No, so I went to the urologist, right?
That must have been tough, though, going to your pops. And...
Oh, it was difficult, but I'll fast
there's probably a lot of guys out there.
No.
Or curved penises?
No.
Just never told anybody.
Correct.
And they're
maybe.
Just running around with curved
and
penises.
And if you have any questions on that, please
well,
send your emails to Kevin.
One, that the odds of having what I had is 1 in 250,000 men.
That's, there's like 5 million guys out there.
I don't think
penises.
I
want to
hear this.
Yes.
Because this is...
You know, there's some guy suffering out there that'll never listen to this shit.
Yo, check this out. So,
so when you piss,
yeah,
it's like
got,
you piss on your ass.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It was curved down. Oh. Yeah, I had it. I could have a hard on and get up, and not no one would know. I'd be like, hey, what's going on? So yeah, so I was never. I would go to the bathroom in high school with a huge hard on. No one knew. Even sometimes you had to adjust yourself. I'd
yes.
get up, and it was
so you had to piece it down.
It was permanently tucked in. Yeah, but anyway, I went. I had the server penis, and I was 22. I went to the urologist. I had this for like six, you know, weeks.
Right.
Because I repressed it, sexual repression.
You repressed your dick.
I did, and my mental state. But anyway, I went there to the urologist, and I said, but I didn't have my insurance card.
Right.
So I called. I said, listen, I got to make a phone call. Because the nurse is like, you have your insurance card. I'm like, oh, I don't have it. Because I was still on my dad's. I was on a Cobra plan. And so I called. No, I was still in college, so I was still on my dad's plan. So I called up my dad.
Hello?
Dad, listen, I need the insurance card. He goes, where are you? I go, I'm at the doctor. He goes, doctor, you, what's wrong? I go, I'm at the urologist. He goes, oh, for the pony? Well, yeah, for the pony. That's how hard
right.
it is to talk about sex in my family.
Right.
My dad was like, oh, the pony? Yeah, my dad's alone in the house. He goes, pony?
Whispering on the phone.
Is there code for penis?
Yeah.
For your little leprechaun.
Yeah, he didn't even say, oh, is that
oh,
for
that
the urologist?
Could have been a hereditary, then.
Well, check it out. So I went to the urologist, right? And he's like lying on the table. And look at, you know. So he's pulling my penis. He's like, you know, pulling it, stretching it. And he's like, well, I'm going to get hard, you know.
I'll bring in the nurse.
So he left, and I'm waiting 10 minutes. That's what I, my idea was. But I'm sitting there alone, and I'm like, I can't get hard. So he came back and go, listen, I can't, you know I'm not turning me on. He goes, go home. He goes, and take a Polaroid. Going, so I took a Polaroid of my penis.
Ahead of
yeah.
They don't have Polaroids anymore.
Yeah, no more.
No, so I went and took a Polaroid. I came back to the doctor, right? And he goes, how are you doing? And I go, he goes, do you have the pictures? I go, yeah. So he, I swear to God, he looks at the picture, he goes, whoa.
Can you sign it for me, Mr.
And
Miller?
I swear, I've never seen a doctor that affected by a
react.
Picture.
React, right.
Never reacted.
Did he retire? Like, that must have been like...
He was a young guy. He was a really good-looking, like, waspy type of doctor. He
right.
Was, and he was like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
I was like, whoa. No, I thought there's no hope.
That's
goes,
not good. Yeah.
So he goes... There's a, he goes, all right. And he was like patting me on the back. He's like, I was like, am I done? I can't help me. I'm never going to insert my penis in my vagina. Is that what you're telling me?
It's never like a doctor's answer to your
medical problem. Yeah, he was like, okay, that's what we have. He called the other doctor, listen, we got a whoa here. Whoa.
I went to medical school to go.
Whoa, yeah.
A picture of a hungry baby whoa.
That's
my whoa.
The head of my penis is hitting my anus, and you're telling me whoa?
He took out his prescription pad and wrote,
whoa.
We got a whoa on aisle 9.
Yeah. Anyway, so he sent me to another doctor and called me Presbyterian, right?
Dr. Whoa.
And, so I get in this office, right, and there's these pumps and fucking penises hanging off the wall.
This should be a scene today's parade.
Penis prosthetics. That's what it was.
Right,
so I'm like, you gotta be kidding. I'm gonna have a fucking plastic penis.
Right.
So he comes in. He goes. So he comes in. He goes, all right, and he came in with an intern, like a young, you know, 23-year-old doctor. It was a good dude.
Oh.
And they both. He was like smiling, but his intern's like. So I pulled my and he looked at it, he goes, all right, so I'm gonna go out, and he comes back, same thing, let me go out, and here's he comes back, he goes, are you hard? And I'm like no. So
that
I didn't have
the
pictures. The other doctor had the pictures, so I had to go back, take another picture. So I came back and I showed him the picture, and he goes, and then when I went back next time, he, you know, the white paper that's on the
table.
He goes, let's be, he's like, what do you study in school? I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's like, take a math class? So he showed me he drew a giant penis on the white table, my curved penis, and he showed X sub 0, X sub 1, where he was going to insert. And so basically what they did is they cut the upper skin and pulled the cock back. My dick was actually huge. It was a big dick.
What?
And they shortened it to make it straight. And now it could have been extra money if they put the skin on the bottom and made a huge cock. So ladies, listen up. I used to be huge.
And so now you can call us at Kevin McGee at AOL.
Yeah. Used to be bigdick.com.
Oh, you imagine a doctor took away the computer and showed him as Christmas cards.
I know.
Hey, look at this. And underneath it says, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right. He's like,
I got to show you one patient who had a woke cock. Look at this motherfucker. This guy could give his anal to himself.
Showing the fuck himself.
You know they do that.
Yeah. But check this out. I went to the hospital. I had my surgery. I get out, and the nurse was all over me. She was a divorced woman. And she gave me her personal phone number. She's like, let me know how you're doing. But I had no game. I had no game back then because I didn't have to have game. Because I would just preemptively like remove myself from sexual because I was like anxiety. I didn't realize, and she was like, she wanted me to fuck her. She wanted to be the first I would lay my pipe in.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
you had it ready.
It was painful. It was 6 weeks. I mean, like, I want you, like, Raheem, if you put your penis on this table and I took a hammer and fucking smashed it, that's what my dick looked like. It was completely black and blue.
You gotta catch it.
A waffle dick.
And I had a catheter going in, because it was so
there's
swollen.
There's nothing worse than a catheter.
When the erections would come at night, I was screaming. I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it was just bad. So finally it healed, and I was just
that's horrible.
Finally.
Man.
Yeah.
This is the worst story I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. So I had a hard life.
No, you didn't.
He was like, I'm a black man. I need to have a better you.
He didn't.
No, you did.
He tried to have a hard life.
Around that age, I was fucking everything. No anxiety here, bitches. Call me. I still have it.
Call me. And that's 718.
Just kidding.
Anyway, yeah,
I
had all this shit.
Physical.
Anyway, but I feel good now.
You feel good?
Yeah, it's good. And, you know, I think I have a good understanding of it.
And my main question, now that you're here, my main question, now that you mentioned all of that is, how good is it to come inside a woman?
Oh, phenomenal.
How does that feel?
As good as the horse feels to come inside a guy.
Oh.
How great is it coming inside a woman?
Push it.
I don't really want to hear that noise ever again. Especially
what?
If I get locked up.
The dive?
What the doctor going, whoa, I want to meet that doctor. That gives that analysis.
Can you get that on the internet right now? I want to watch that.
No, there's no...
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Just in case you're wondering where we're recording, we're recording at a cave in Afghanistan. Where they actually found Bin Laden watching TV. And
yeah.
Did he exist?
I don't think so.
Who?
Nah.
Bin Laden?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I wasn't there. I'm busy working. What the fuck? All these people are not busy
working.
Well,
maybe he does. In Texas, you know, got a quickie mark.
Who knows?
It's just,
you know, there's a lot of shit out there.
Hello.
As far as I know, we went to Mars already.
Sorry. Yeah,
well,
I'm sorry.
Let me wrap this up by saying thank you, guys. I'm going to wrap it up by using my friend's last quote. We're going to use a segment into the podcast that I'd like to do from here on end. It's called The Last Laugh. Now, I want to hear from each one of you. How's it go?
The Last Laugh Now.
The Last Laugh Now. That's when we talk about something that's happened in your life where you can actually now audition that you're getting the last laugh.
Audition?
Or announce or is getting it on the air saying that finally I get the last laugh. So, Eddie. Obviously, the last laugh is not
going forward. We will give you guys more time to think of these.
Probably, yeah.
The last laugh.
Now, anybody?
I'm just thinking of zombies.
Zombies.
I don't know why.
Bath salts and zombies.
That's all. That's it.
That's the last laugh.
I can tell you that homeless guy didn't get the last laugh.
That's the last laugh. You.
If you don't want your face eaten, do not mix your liquor. That's just it. If you don't want your face eaten, don't mix gin and whiskey and sleep somewhere under a bridge.
So the last laugh is that you're not doing it.
Did I not do it correctly?
Just looking at me like, I'm going to wait for you after this, motherfucker.
The last laugh. No,
and you?
Yeah.
When it comes to homework, my students are like lesbians in that they don't do dick.
Nice. All right, so thank you very much. You can
give
yourself a round of applause. My special guest in the back, Alan Roberts, please visit his homepage at... There you go.
.com. I don't have a homepage.
I don't have a homepage.com. Please not register. Please visit my homepage, hbproductions.net, for sure. I'll see my new video, well, a video that I finally posted up there. I will be putting down each website on blog.hbproductions.net.
It's NAGWHOST.net. No, just Kevin. Not like the Keep On, but Kevin.
It's
the Bronx song, Kevin. Cave On, no. Kevin McGee, it's M-A-G-W-E-N. Sorry, it's been but it's, I don't go N-C-W-E-N, it's some, you know, black council.
What are you talking about? I went on McGee, and it's
McGee.
They're not making HP computers anymore.
Oh.
But they are. They are making it on my website, hpproductions.net. I will be having an email soon, so you can email me your requests for anything that you might want to hear on the podcast, HP Podcasts. And hopefully, once again, thank you very much.
Can I promote something?
Sure, go ahead. By all means. All
right, two things.
Eddie McGuire.
Eddie McGuire. Go to YouTube, The Knuckleheads, a sitcom, and go to 7unknown.com. That's the number 7. 7unknown.com. I've got a couple of books on there. It's a whole series of books. The dramas, the thrillers, they take place in the South Bronx. You got serial killers, robbing drug dealers, and all types of mafia stuff.
And you wrote this? Yes. Is your material?
Yes.
Great.
So you got the funny stuff, and you got the comedy.
And I'll probably put that on my website so everybody can just click on it and make it a little easier and yourself. Raheem?
I have nothing to say. I think I've talked out. We'll get the story at the end.
Got you.
I don't know how I feel about life. I just feel bad now because I'm fucking everything. My friend here, Kevin, he wasn't getting any pussy. So we have to leave here and go get him some ass.
Yeah.
Make up for lost time. But no, I had a good time. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Same here.
Going to be invited back again one day.
Learn more about Kevin than I wanted to.
Well, I'll have pictures of my penis, bent. pre and post surgery.
You still have that
www.kevinmcgee.net. And I'll also have everything backwards as well, including my name.
Hey, great.
It'll be a book written backwards. It's called Geek Out.
Still have the
favorite.
But wait. To get to the last segment of it, since we're going to wrap it up, I want to
thank you.
My Ooh, panel, yeah. My talented people.
Who are they?
And hopefully one day we shall see you at our comedy bits, and we will have announcements on our shows coming soon. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
Peace.
God bless. I love you all. Thank you.